Welcome to the Quest of Fishing Adventures podcast, Chapter 4. Welcome yourself back to another Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. I hope you are doing well. And if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you've put a few on the bank. Well, as you can see by the title, it is some predator fishing today. I felt it was about time to, you know, actually do it, because I really do love my predator fishing. We're well into October. I've really let the scene down. I've been too obsessed by carp fishing in my head. But today's the day. So this is the tactic today. This is what I've got. This is what I'm doing. And this is what I'm intended to try and catch. And anything else that comes along, so be it. So I've got myself my good old drop shot rod, which is really good. I really do like drop shot. And it took me, to be fair, it took me a long time to actually get into and enjoy. I think partly because, I mean, I got my drop shot rod like a good few years ago. I think the problem was I was using it in the wrong places. You've got to admit your errors. Where I was using my drop shots, I think the big difference is, I think if I would have done what I'm going to do today, it would have made a difference where I was fishing. But we'll come to that in a second. So where I was using it and I was putting the little plastic lures on, I wasn't really catching. I caught the odd perch or two in this particular river I was doing it from, and I kind of lost my confidence in it. And then kind of put it down, didn't use it. And it was only like pretty much like last year, I think it might have been, or the year before. I think it was last year, when I actually decided to put a bloody lobworm on. And that was just like a game changer. The difference of the day I went, it was last year, because it's one of my podcasts when I went out with Alex, Deals and Jack. Actually where I'm going now, to be fair. The difference was, is I took lobworms that day, and they were doing drop shotting prior that session, and they were using, like, you know, plastics and that, and they were catching perch, and they were catching not loads but a few. And basically I took the lobworms, put the lobworms on, and the catch ratio compared to the plastics was like, I want to say, like, for every fish they caught, I caught five. I'm going to say that. There was a massive difference. So in the end, I had enough lobworms. I bought a box of 50 of them, and I just let them use mine. And they were like, they got in on the action and started catching, you know, loads themselves. So it was a massive game changer. It built my confidence up in using the drop shot rod. And when you're catching, you're using it more, and you get the hang of how to use it correctly. Well, hopefully I'm using it correctly. So the plan is today, I've got my drop shot rod, as I said. I've got lobworms that have been left over now for like about 3 or 4 weeks, but they've been in the fridge absolutely perfect, still banging alive and everything. Using them, and we're going to try and catch some perch. I could catch something else. I could catch a pike. I could catch a chub. You know, even a bream would take it. Anything that swims is pretty much going to take a worm. But I'm intending to go for perch. And if a pike wants to come along, then so be it. I won't have a trace on, so I will lose it. But I don't want to put a trace on and make the reel heavy and that. I want to stick to like the fluorocarbon on for the perch. And where and when I fished this certain section of the canal last year, as I said, we had loads of perch out of it. So who knows what's going to happen today? All I do know is this section, or this big section of the canal that I'm jumping on, does hold some monsters in there. I saw one last time when we were drop shotting, and I'd love to have one of them. But if we don't, if it's dead, I might move on to somewhere else, like a river or something. But just want to see how we get on. Just do a couple of hours, and fingers crossed the magic's going to happen and we might catch something special. So anyway, I'm going to leave this one here while I drive there, and I shall see you guys bank side. Right, I've probably been here for about 45 minutes of like walking down the canal and dropping into spots trying to catch a perch. No joy yet. I've managed to catch a stick, some weed, and that's about it. Can't find them. I'm literally just like walking down a bit and just like using like the fan system. So I'm like literally doing three
three casts. God, I can't talk. Come on, talk, Questy boy. Right, three casts. So one cast to the left, bring it in, one cast to the middle, and then one cast to the right, and just like jigging the worm back. If I get a bite or a nibble, then I'll stay in that swim longer. But I'm just trying to cover as much water as I can to try and find the perch, and hopefully we will. I'm not going to give up. They will be somewhere. It's just, where are they? So I shall carry on and keep my fingers crossed. Right, I've just got to a section of the canal that's literally covered in duckweed. I've never seen so much duckweed in my life. Literally, it's a massive section, and all it looks like is just a slab of green. Complete slab of green. So I'm thinking, let's drop a worm in there and see what happens. Why not? Still no joy. I'm going to keep updating you guys. It really is not looking good. I just don't know why they're not biting. They just can't be here. Where are they? Where have they moved to? I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. But I'll keep trying and see what happens. Right. Rule number one of fishing when you're going to go walking around trying to catch predator fish, always check the weather and bring a coat, because it's absolutely pissing it down now and I'm getting wet. Right, I'm going to head back to the car. I'm going to call this one here. But what I am going to try and do is get out again tomorrow, Sunday, and try and go somewhere else and at least try and put a fish on this podcast. I've got to make it happen somehow. So I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Right, so today is Wednesday. I started doing this podcast on Saturday, trying to catch a predator fish. Ideally, I was trying to catch a perch with no joy. The plan was to get back out on the Sunday, as I previously just mentioned. But since then, since that rain that we had during the podcast on Saturday, it's just rained and rained and rained. Back at work Monday, Tuesday, today, Thursday, Friday as well. So by the time I finish work, it's dark. So I just can't get out after work. So there's just not been an opportunity to add on to the back of this podcast another little session, which I really, really wanted to do. I really didn't want to finish this podcast on a blank. And honestly, from the start of this podcast, I generally thought that I would catch a perch from that stretch of the canal. Like, I'm shocked that I didn't. I don't know why. Is it because we have had some rain and it's maybe coloured up the water a bit and put the fish off feeding? Is it because the perch aren't in that part of the canal? Is it because they didn't want my worm? Is it because I was working my worm wrong? I don't know, but I know I walked a bloody long way and tried a lot of bloody casts to try and catch on with not even a nibble. So I don't know. I don't know what to say, but I am looking forward to going back there, but I will rest that stretch for a bit. I think that'd be the best thing to do. So yeah, sorry, it's a blank. So I am going to end this podcast here, unfortunately. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. I don't know if I did or not. Sorry, because I should have bloody caught a perch. Never mind. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. But if you go fishing from now until our next podcast, let's hope you put one on the bank, not like I can. And let's hope it's a massive, 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 massive fish. Your PB, your best fish you've ever caught. Anyway, guys, from now until our next podcast, tight lines and take care of yourself.